I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. In the 1970s, scientists discovered that man-made chemicals called chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, used in spray cans, foams, and refrigerators, were eating away the ozone layer high above Earth. The ozone is essentially Earth's Ray-Ban sunglasses, shielding life from harmful ultraviolet radiation. By the mid-1980s, a gaping ozone hole had opened over Antarctica. The threat was dire: higher rates of skin cancer, cataracts, and damaged crops. But the world responded. In 1987, nearly every nation signed the Montreal Protocol, agreeing to phase out ozone-destroying chemicals. The result? A global triumph. Over 99% of those substances have been eliminated, and the ozone layer is healing. Scientists expect full recovery by the 2060s. Every year, millions of people are spared from skin cancer, and even climate change gets a bonus effect, since many of those banned gases were also potent greenhouse agents. We, shade, take hope. The ozone victory reminds us, when humanity acts together, the planet heals. Global problems can have global solutions. Restoring balance means rethinking how we grow food, use water, make energy, and design materials. It means valuing ecosystems not just for what they give us, but for the stability they provide. By converting food waste to compost, UV become part of the solution. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.